Everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joey and Gosa TV on this beautiful Monday. Is it Monday? Yay? Not quite, huh? I've been actually watching the Johnny Depp trial, which is really fun because I have it on Legal Bites, yes, which is five lawyers, attorneys that are all YouTubers, and they all are basically being the peanut gallery. So I may want to check that out. By the way, are you following the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial? I don't know. I guess something to do, right, to pass time. But speaking of passing time, what are you thinking about to improve your life post-pandemic? I hope that, well, I was looking at a few articles, and one of them and most of them are about basically just drinking and partying and vacations, and it doesn't have to be all bad stuff. Because in reality, that's what we all want to do. I mean, minus all the addiction stuff. I mean, we want to celebrate. We want to be with people. We want to do our normal things, right? Shopping was one of the big ones people want to do. Makes sense, right? For me, I would say I want to help people again. That's probably the thing that I miss the most, is being with people to help, coach, guide them, doing these videos, doing these streams, having more Zoom Bible studies or real life Bible studies, teaching more lessons, voice especially, choir. I love all those things. But I was looking at another article that was done more scientifically, I guess. And it talks about, and I want to show that to you here on the screen here in a second, wherever I have it. That talks more about in the work environment, what do employees want most from their employers? And so I want to show you that here on the screen. Let me go to it here in a second. What do employees want from their employers as we all go back to, time for a haircut, by the way, to our jobs? And so here on the screen, you will see there in a second, there it is, from World Economic Forum, four things workers want implemented by their bosses post-pandemic. So see if these are things that you agree with or that you even have the option to ask for, right? So this is written last year, May 2021. So imagine now, it's probably even more true than ever. So here's basically the graphic that I wanted to go over. Well, let me read a little bit here. Post-pandemic, most employees want to work from home 3 days a week. How about that? Do you even have the option? So this is a new McKinsey & Company report that I'm going over here. More than 25% said they would consider switching employers if their organization returns to fully on-site work. Once again, do we even have the option, right? So this might not fit everyone, but I think the values do, because everyone wants to have more flexibility. Everyone wants to, if they can, if they could, switch jobs, right? Now, here's the last one. The last two are the ones that I love the most. Mental health. We're talking about fear, anxiety, depression, time off, personal time, a time to just simply stay home and do nothing, or to get away for a few days without having to fear that, without losing your job. So that is, as you know, me being the Gosa man, I love that one the most. And the last one is, the world is facing a double disruption scenario with automation and the C word, which I hate to say, according to the World Economic Forum. So double disruption means that going back to work is one disruption plus the pandemic. So we're having two disruptions. Work-life balance, flexibility, and mental health are front of mind for employees as they look to their employers for certainty about the future. Yes, I agree. That sounds perfectly right. So tell me in the comments below if that's what you want. If you have the flexibility, imagine you did have that kind of job. If you imagine that you had $100,000 in savings, and for the next year, let's say, you could redo your life, especially your work life, what kind of place or what values, what things would you look for? Companies around the world are reassessing their policies and working arrangements after the C-word pandemic tore up traditional working practices. Employees are keen to see organizations put a greater emphasis on flexibility, yes, competitive compensation, obviously, and well-being once the pandemic is over. Is it over again? Wasn't it over last March? or June or July. So here we go again. Hopefully it is over. Praying to God, please, Lord. And they express concerns that their wants and needs may not match those of their employers. So that's my point, right? Does this even matter? Because employers, all they want is for you to make their company more money at the expense of us as employees. So, but as I am doing, because I am myself redoing my life, if you have the luxury to even take a break or to redo your life, right? I am trying to redo the kind of life that I want. Yes, absolutely. I think like a lot of young people, millennials especially, I don't want to go back to how things used to be. Absolutely not. And so it's difficult to be in this waiting game and money is tight and all these worries and concerns, but it was worse the way, at least for me, that I had it. Even though I was making money, it was not the kind of environment that I ever want to go back to, in Jesus' name. So now let me show you the graphic that I think is so amazing that basically just says what I just stated. Employees' hopes and fears for the future reflect a focus on flexibility, well-being, compensation. Employees' top four hopes and fears. Of survey participants. Hopes for the future. Fear regarding on-site work. Fear regarding remote work. Okay. So the first line, the top four priorities, 51%, 49%. Better work-life balance. What that means is to, while you're at work, not being harassed, having flexibility of taking longer breaks, of leaving early, showing up late, all these things that seem so taboo and that employers don't want for employees. You hope, these are what we want as employees, remember. This is not what employers want. But these are the things that we all long for. And I think my point with this graphic is you have to listen to at least some of this because your soul is more important than whatever. Yes, we need money. Yes, we need to provide, obviously. But if anything, I've learned that my mental health especially is not worth money in the bank or whatever because you're going to eventually end up losing your mind or being depressed or worse even. So we have to listen to this, and that's why I wanted to put this graphic on here, because we have to be talking about this and to find a way forward. Even if you think, oh, there's no way, I can't do this. Well, there are so many options, especially online, life coaching, etc., you name it, where you can find a better way. And I guess here's a thing to avoid. Don't go back to the same thing. And don't forget your soul, your spirit, your connection to God. Number two, better flexibility for day-to-day work. Yep. Number three, positive implications for compensation. So everybody wants more money, to get paid more, what they deserve, what they long for, what they need. I read a statistic, speaking of that, that most people want 40% more than what they're currently making. So if you're making $100,000, you want to make $140,000. If you're making $500,000, you want to make $520,000. Is that what it would be? $700,000. So that's the irony, is that it's not like you want twice as much, but then the problem is that you want 40% no matter where you're at. Even if you're making $25,000 a year, you want to make, what's that, $34,000. So all of us want to make 40% more, and then we would be happy until, of course, you hit that mark and then you want 40% more. The other statistic that I read that I think is more accurate is that most people would be happy with $70,000 a year. And so maybe that's a better number to shoot for. Let's see. Number three, positive implication. Okay, number four, increased focus on employee well-being. That's the one that I love to focus on. Mental health, physical, spiritual, psychological health. And so it's number four, but I would put that as number one because number one impacts all the rest. Now, let's go on here. Fear regarding on-site work. Worse work-life balance. So these are now the fears that people have. And I think these are very telling. Increased chance of getting sick, right? Yeah, especially I think as things are kind of staying the same, kind of not. How are you feeling these days about your what? How's your fear level? 10%, 20%, 80%. Mine is about compared to last March. Well, compared to 2 Marches ago, man, it's like 0% compared to that. But I would say compared to last March, it's about 80% less, 90% less. Yeah. As far as increased chance of getting sick. Number three, decreased focus on employee well-being. Yeah, everyone's afraid that everyone's going to go back to normal, especially your employer. What about our churches? Same thing. Are our churches going to just focus on the same old thing? Growth, more and more and more, or are they going to focus on your wellness? That's something that I am very concerned about, is because churches have lost so much money and people and et cetera, influence, pastors, me being one of them, we're going to tend to focus on the externals. More people, more butts in the pews, more money to pay for things, and the wellness, which is what I focus on, and what I think is at least the number four priority, is going to be de-emphasized or not emphasized enough. Decreased focus. Okay, and the last one, worse flexibility. And then the fear regarding remote work, if you have the luxury. Worse work-life balance, loss of community. I think that's very important. Being a people person, that was probably the worst thing for me. Even though I like being alone. I'm an ambivert. Half the time I'm extrovert, half the time I'm introvert. Leaning more introvert. I'm not concerned as much anymore. But yes, that's something that I don't want to lose sight of, is community. There are many churches right now there are a few churches that could hire me. But the relationships is what I really long for. I would rather be at a place where there's less pressure on performance. I don't mean being on a stage, but I mean in terms of the pressure to make the church grow and all these things that I mentioned. I'd rather focus on people, especially healing people. That is what I'd love to do, as well as, of course, music and media and all the things that I love. But lots of community, right? Connection. If you have the option, this is definitely more white collar work. If you're working at a Del Taco or things like that, perhaps you also fear some of the loss of community and connection to colleagues, but I'm not sure. If I think it depends on your kind of work. Reduce collaboration for individuals and teams. Mm-hmm. Once again, this is definitely more white collar, right? When there are teams and staff meetings. Decrease focus on employee well-being. As you can see, this area here of decrease focus on well-being is very important to everyone. It's number four, number three, number four. So we're talking top five for most people that are surveyed. We're talking about 5,000 full-time employees in corporate or government settings that were interviewed or surveyed for this. And top five, really you could say top four, even top three you could say, let's just say top four. People are concerned about their mental health and their wellness, whether you call it well-being, wellness, all that stuff is the same thing, that rightly so we're concerned about, because that's where this hit us the most. It may not have been you, but your partner, your kids, your friends, your parents. Even if you are an extrovert or you're someone very positive or very spiritual, we all have these terrible memories. At church, we have this video that is pretty powerful about a conference that's coming up. But part of the conference starts with all this C-word stuff and all the statistics. And man, every time, I'm sure every one of us, at least I do, when I see those statistics and these bars going up from zero to millions of people that were sick, it's traumatizing, it's triggering. This is like PTSD-ish, right? Body keeps a score. And as I said, we as spiritual leaders, as spiritual life coaches, as pastors and churches and healing communities, I hope not, I pray not, that we won't focus solely on more growth, more people, more money, to do more ministry, to be a bigger church at the expense of the soul, the wellness of people. Because I think we will lose thousands of opportunities and people if we don't focus on the wellness of people. And that includes physical, mental, what we eat. I would love to have someone, let's say at church, that is really into health and wellness as far as their diets and their exercise, just like preach for like 6 weeks on this topic to teach all of us how to shop or how do you balance what you're eating versus what you should eat and how do you get to, how do you find time or the focus or the discipline to work out, and maybe even having classes or hikes or all that stuff. This is the time for us that are spiritual to bring healing to people and to offer it for free, and then eventually to make it into a paid thing so that we can reinvent our finances. But I think this is the time, because as we're coming out of this thing, knock on wood, as people say, hopefully, Lord, please, there's going to be a ton of people wanting to make money, wanting to be mega, wanting to be huge, wanting to explode things, which we need because of obvious reasons. But I think that the people that, it's a balance. It's not either or. We have to have that focus on, let's go get them. Yes, definitely. And then those of us on the other half of the aisle, let's just say, that focus more on the wellness, we need to also step up and bring about healing and peace and prosperity of the soul. How about that? Which then turns into prosperity of the mind and of your bank account and all that wellness that we all long for. So part of what I am trying to do to help in this area is to create a community called Healing Community, or a community called Gozo, as I like to say here, right? So I actually wanted to walk you through a little bit of that community. Let me just fix the angle there. So here on my website, you can see a little bit of kind of what I do, spiritual life coaching, media, music. I interviewed Kay Warren speaking on mental health. This was back in 2013, almost 10 years ago. We were already talking about these topics of loss and suicide and prevention and wellness. And we were ahead of our time back, as I said, almost 10 years ago, when I went to Saddleback Community Church and interviewed Miss Kay Warren, who lost her son to suicide, her son Matthew. Then I interviewed Miss Callie King, who was Miss Jamaica, I believe, in 2007, and her story of divorce and of pain. And then I had the privilege to interview our beautiful friend Yadira, who was, by the grace of God and a lot of commitment to God and a lot of help, she got out of drugs after a time where she almost lost everything. And then here, this is where we're focusing on music and how music is healing, especially if you have a top of the state-of-the-art setup like we have here. And I help with all of these things, discipleship, teaching classes on music production, on healing community, on beat making, voice, guitar lessons, drum lessons. My beautiful son, that's what he does. He helps me to teach these classes. And then also, I help create for your church organization, your home, your garage, could be your bedroom, a media center so that you can start your own business and spread the gospel, spread your message, and create an online course, video course, program, a podcast. And so this is what I do. I help create these things. It's something that I did just a few months ago. It all starts with a drawing, and then we go from there. And so these are the things that I'm doing. But on top of that, something that I'm very, very excited about, which is called the spiritual community, or spiritual healing. Excuse me, healing community. How about that? There it is. Let's see if it shows up. I've been working on this page for the last few days. So there's a picture missing there, so I got to fix that. But this is, let me see if I can reload the picture so you can see my beautiful face. It's not showing up. So register now. How to regain. You know, I think I have that picture here somewhere else. I think I have it. Here we go. So there is my beautiful face. And what I wanted to mostly show you is this resource that I use called Game Changers. There's another one called Life Changers. Both of them are by Aglow International, which is an amazing Christian, biblically based curriculum that I've been through now for the last 2 years. I actually started this for myself at the beginning of the pandemic, 2020, right? And then that summer, so I went through that March, April, May. It's like a three-month program, life-changing. Then I taught it for the next 6 months. Actually for the next year. I taught it that summer, that fall, spring, and it ended last summer of 2021. And it was life-changing. Wow, did it change people's lives. We had it in Spanish and English. It was through Zoom, and I'm still doing it through Zoom just for ease. And maybe we'll do like a closing ceremony, pass out the certificates, because you get a certificate of completion here in my studio. But this was a powerful, powerful study that I offer. It's free. How to Regain Joy in True Relationships or True Love Post-Pandemic. It's a masterclass. Biblical deliverance, spiritual healing from past hurts, emotional pains. So you can live a life of gozo once again. I love the verse where David says in Psalm 3, right? Return to me the gozo of my salvation. I think that is what all of us long for, is to return to that joy. Not just, as I said, eating and partying and drinking and shopping. Yes, some of those things are fun and we all long for that. But after that is over, what we really want are those four things that I mentioned. It's wellness, balance, healing, relationships. And so I love to focus on the relationship and the healing part of it. So this is my beautiful family, my gorgeous wife, and our beautiful kids, and my beautiful mom who injured her shoulder. So mommy, I'm praying for you. You can just click on enter here, and then it takes you to this email, and then you can just send me a quick email and say, I'm in. And you can read more about what this is all about. But basically, it covers these four things. Healing from ancestral curses. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Healing from emotional pain. Ungodly beliefs, demonic influence. I'm a licensed minister. All that good stuff. So you can just go to that page, davidtrigg.com/healingcommunity. Or you can go to my other page if you want one-on-one coaching that is paid. You can go to that. It's called davidtrigg.com/spiritual life coach. And so let me see if I can take you to that so you can see. This is a paid service, spiritual life coach. And it's only $100 a month, $1,000 a year. So you got a discount if you sign up for a whole year. And you get coaching every month. It could be once, it could be twice a month, three times every week, whatever you want. Most people want it about every week or so, or every other week. We can do it through Zoom, in person if you're in the area, FaceTime, etc., texting. And we go through all these things that we're talking about, improving anger, tough decisions without arguing, financial stress, infidelity. It could be for you as a single person, you as a young adult. I especially like to focus on young adults. That's my specialty. That's mostly because that's when life got a hold of me, but it can be for anyone. And so it is life coaching. I'm a certified life coach through the Orange County Health Department, specializing in young adults, spirituality, and mental health, as in fear, anxiety, depression, some of these things. And so this is a paid service, spiritual life coaching. But whichever you are looking to be a part of, whether it's the free Zoom Bible study or the paid coaching, I would love to see you be a part of something this spring, here this summer, that can really help you be just have that balance and have that sense, that wellness that I think we all need, that I know we all need, and to focus on these things that may seem not as important, or if I just had more money, if I just had a better job, then blah, blah, blah. But the reality is that our wellness, our spiritual life, how we're doing up here and in here and in our bodies is really what prepares the engine to go and accomplish your dreams. So let me know how I can help you. Thank you for being here. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, which is where I hang out most of the time, at David Trigg. And I will see you next time. Until next time, adios.